The Wood River Special Harvest Area is open exclusively to set netters, as they are behind on allocation in the Nooshigak District. There were about 10 skiffs fishing set net sites in the woods Sunday. Crews were picking through their nets two or three times and then calling it a day. Their processor, Peter Pan Seafoods, is limiting set netters to 2,000 pounds of sockeye per 24-hour period. And with such a strong run in the Nooshigak District this year, it's fairly easy for fishermen to meet the limit.
It's kind of difficult because we've been doing all these things that go against everything that you typically do as a fisherman to catch a lot of fish, little sleep, you know, not eating very much, just kind of on the grind. And this year, we've been getting way more sleep than we would want to.
That's set netter Sam Steen. He says the amount of fish in the district would certainly allow for a record catch, but the processors are overwhelmed by the unprecedented sockeye run.
The season started off great. It's a, you know, as everybody knows, a historical run for the Nooshigak District, and we were on par to have our best season ever, but the limits have definitely put a damper on things. You know, we understand that the plant is doing everything that they can to keep up with this huge run, but as a fisherman, it's still really frustrating to have to be pulling in your net when you know they're just swimming by.
Steen and his crew picked through the net in about an hour, and as soon as the lead line settled back into the water, the net was bombarded by another wave of sockeye.
So you just picked the net, and it's back in the water already getting hits.
Yeah, the net's filling right back up, so that's where the whole not trying to catch too many comes into play.
When set netters catch too many fish and deliver more than their limit to the tender, Peter Pan Seafoods donates the overages to charity. Peter Pan also allows set netters to deliver an extra 1,000 pounds when they show a fish ticket from early in the season or late last season. The Wood River is usually only open to commercial fishing in years where the sockeye run in the Nooshigak River is struggling. But a provision passed in recent years allows ADF&G to open the Wood River for the sole purpose of catching excess escapement in the wood, while leaving the Nooshigak Bay open as well. Tom Rollman co-wrote the proposal.
It's a way for us to kind of catch, you know, some of the excess fish that get past, but also allow people to fish out in the bay at the same time. It kind of spreads us out and, you know, allows everybody to catch fish, which is pretty cool.
Rollman also says the limits have left him wanting, but adds he understands the challenge of processing such a large run and accepts the easier fishing schedule.
It's been a great season so far. A little frustrating being on limits. You kind of wonder how many you might be able to catch if you could keep going. It might probably kill us, but it's been fun. Been a nice schedule. We've been going out getting our limits and going home.
The sockeye run in the Nooshigak is still going strong as the total run counts soar past the all-time district record. Both set netters and the drift fleet continue to fish on limits, but will still record a record catch. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.